one of the founding members, original lead guitarist for Lynyrd Skynyrd, Ed King, is on the phone with us from Nashville. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. I'm one of the three original guitarists.
Yeah, one of.
Yeah.
Now, okay, the first question, we just got off the phone with Chris and Bob from Second Helpings.
Yeah.
Do you really know these guys?
I absolutely do, yeah.
Okay. Because I was figuring I'd call you, go, Chris, Second Helpings. No, I never heard of them. What are you talking about?
Yes, I do know those guys.
But they said they wrote you a check, and so that they, no. let me talk about you for a couple of minutes, then we'll talk about Second Helpings, okay?
Okay.
What are you doing now?
I've been retired. I'm in my 10th year of retirement, and I'm loving it.
Oh, sweet. I wish I could do that. I heard that you might be getting back together with some of the guys from Skynyrd and going out on the road again, though.
Actually, no, I don't think I'll be going back with them. I think I kind of burned that bridge.
Did you? Okay. You're not jamming or playing with anybody at all?
No, well, actually, there's a Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute band in New York City, okay? And actually, Artemis Pyle, the drummer for Skynyrd, has been playing with these guys.
Wow.
And so has JoJo Billingsley and Leslie Hawkins. They were the original Honkettes that sang with Skynyrd.
Yeah.
And so I went down and played with them when they were in Georgia, and it sounded pretty good. So I've been doing a few gigs with these guys.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, but I maybe get out maybe six times a year and play. I am pretty much a recluse.
You can just do it for the fun of it now, right?
Yeah.
That must be nice. Yeah, can I move in with you? Would you adopt me?
I haven't even met you.
I'm clean. Okay, maybe not so clean.
Do you do windows?
No, but I vacuum.
No, I do that.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Yeah. All right. See you later, man.
Well, then let's talk about how you got to know the guys in Second Helpings. How did that come about?
I ran into Chris in Florida. I can't really remember how I met him, but he's such a devoted Skynyrd fan. He would push his way through 10,000 people to meet us, you know. And so eventually got to be a fairly close friend of his. And, of course, he's a great admirer of my guitar playing. I don't know why, but
he's been trying to
learn my licks and stuff like that.
Let me tell you something, Ed. I've been a Skynyrd fan since you guys had your first album. You don't suck.
Oh, well, thanks.
Okay.
I've kind of learned the guitar from left field. I started out as a bass player, and so I don't play guitar conventionally, you know, but... I am known for that one lick, you know.
Yeah, that one was, you know, fairly successful.
Yeah.
Yeah, had a little success with that.
Yeah,
Sweet Home Alabama, of course.
I think it's one of the top five recognizable songs within the first second.
As a matter of fact, I played it on my morning show today.
Yeah.
Now, these guys in Second Helpings, do you think they're any good?
Yeah, they're a good band.
Right. See, I got it. You're the source. You're one of the... You would know. And let me ask... They're not like weird, kind of creepy, are they?
No.
I was giving them a hard time talking about like Kiss tribute bands where you get some creepy kind of stuff going on.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, if people come out to see these guys, they're going to hear a real tight band. And they just want everybody to have a good time. They run through the whole Skynyrd catalog, and they'll have a good time.
And the important thing for a fan like me is I ask this big question. They do the live album version of Freebird, which both versions are great, but the live 17-minute version, they do that
one. Is it that long? No, I think it's 14 minutes.
17,
it's way too long.
It was a tremendous... if you're a Skynyrd fan, it's never long enough. It's never long enough.
I'm kind of partial to the studio version because that's the one I played on, but okay.
And you played pretty well on that one too, though.
Yeah, I played bass on that version.
Well, Ed, thanks for taking time to plug these guys for us this morning. Hey, a couple things. One, I'm going to see a show. If I can't see Skynyrd, I'm going to see the next best thing with these guys, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the playing is going to be top-notch.
Yeah, these guys are pretty good. I mean, they're not the real thing, but what are you going to do? You can't have the real thing.
I know you can't have the real thing. And you're not there anymore, so it's, you know, geez. And you don't see... Now, a lot of people may not know this. That you were also... Skynyrd was not your first big band.
No, I was in this band as a teenager. I was in the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Which I remember as a kid, which kind of dates me. Incense and Peppermints. What
1967.
It was a monster hit.
It was huge. It was in the very beginning of the winter. It was number one. And we did a couple of tours with the Beach Boys, and I was like 17 or 18 years old.
Oh, that must have been a blast.
Yeah, it was great. That was a really great time.
That was really living the dream back then. You were too young and not even knowing what you're doing and just having a fun time.
I I did not know what I was doing. I wished I did.
Yeah, now. Oh, I could have had that many more girls.
I look back. Oh, I could have done this. I could have done that. What an idiot.
Well, Ed, thanks for joining us this morning. And if you ever get out on the road with anybody, please let us all know.
I'll do that.
Because if you and if you're in the area, I'd love to talk to you. We'd love to have you on the show.
Okay.
Thank you. Ed King, one of the original founding members of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Tonight, Second Helpings at the Wild Hair Saloon in Huntington.